Page 83. 6. Skills and culture. Study tip. Using linkers, we use linking words, first, then, next, after that, finally, to show the sequence of events in a text, making it more fluid and easy to understand for the reader. Competencies. Cultural awareness and expression, civic and social competencies, learning to learn. Reading. 1. Study the pictures and the information. What is geocaching? A. A sport. B. A job. C. An adventure activity. 2. Comprehension. Read and listen to the conversation between Polly and Neil. Then answer the questions. 1. What are the friends doing next weekend? 2. What is inside the cache? 3. What time are the friends meeting? 4. How are they getting to the church? 5. Where does the activity finish? 6. How long did it take Polly's team to find all the caches last week? Listening. 3. Listen to the interview about how to organize a geocaching day. When will it take place? What time will it start? 4. Listen to the interview again and answer the questions. 1. What are they putting in the caches? 2. Where does the event start? 3. What time does the event finish? 4. How many caches are there? 5. What do the organizers check when the teams finish? Speaking. 5. Pair work. Organize a geocaching day at school. On a map, show the points of departure and arrival and where to hide the 3 caches. Use the prompts below. What shall we put caches? Why don't we? What time shall we start and finish? Where shall we hide 3 caches? Let's. Shall we have food? Drinks? Prizes? Good idea. Let's. Now present your project to the class. We're putting in the caches. Writing. 6. Write a text to describe a geocaching day at your school. Use your answers in exercise 5 and linking words. First, we're putting the wristbands in the caches. Then we're. Next, after that we're. Finally, we. Project time. Go to page 150 to 151.